Добрый день. Сегодня наше 15-е занятие. Самое время вспомнить какие-то основы, фундамент, на котором мы строим наш великолепный дворец английского языка.
Английский замок.
Английский замок, да. Главное, чтобы он был не на песке. Очень важно понимать приоритет базовых структур, на которые все это нанизывается. Это вот такой фундамент. Все остальные структуры, остальные времена, они уже надстраиваются здесь. Поэтому мы можем до бесконечности расширять какие-то лексические, грамматические возможности, но все равно мы неизбежно и неизменно возвращаемся к основным структурам, то есть как работает глагол. И вы убедились в том, что когда мы пытаемся говорить, пытаемся взаимодействовать, вступать в диалог, то в основном проблема, вот это торможение включается в тот момент, когда мы должны использовать что-то из очень простых, самых базовых конструкций. Вот поэтому еще раз призываю вас не пренебрегать вот этими основными структурами, которые должны работать на автоматическом уровне. Мы сегодня попробуем что-то вспомнить, что-то добавить, подытожить все то, что мы можем сказать о себе. То есть, кто я, где я живу, что я люблю, что я не люблю, где я работаю, какие у меня планы. Сейчас попробуем это вспомнить. При необходимости все слова, которых нам не будет хватать, мы будем добавлять. Так что, ну, в любом порядке, в принципе, можно к этому приступить. So, tell me about yourselves. Tell me, расскажите мне о себе, да? Если обращаемся к одному человеку, tell me about yourself, а во множественном, о вас, about yourselves. Okay, who will start? Кто начнет?
Okay.
Anya, would you like to start? Do you want to start?
Yes. My name is Anna. I'm 27 years old. I'm an actress. I live in Moscow. I work in the theater. I love my job, not work. I love my job very much. I work in the theater, and sometimes and I work in cinema, but now the main direction of my work is concentrated on theater's work. I have a family, I have very good home, and very good people around me. The most important people in my life is
are
the most important people in my life is my family.
Нет, well, my family is
my family is the most so. Все поняли?
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. I have a very nice daughter. She's very kind and light, and she has very special, clever heart, and she's very open. And she, I believe that when she will grow, she will.
When she grows up.
When she grows up, she will be very kind, light person. So. I have a mother. She is my. She helps me in my life every time, in some practical, in some practical sides of my life, and in the some. Я не знаю, как по-русски сказать. In some more of
philosophical sense.
Philosophical sense. Sense это качество, да?
Sense – смысл.
Смысл. So, and she supports me all my life. So, and I have a husband. I love him, and he loves me. And this is nice.
It's so sweet.
It is very simple. Yes.
Very nice story. Sense – это смысл.
Sense.
Когда мы говорим, в каком смысле? In what sense? И обратно, когда нет смысла, бессмыслица – это нонсенс.
Ага. А можно вопрос задавать, да?
Please. If you have questions, you can ask.
What kind of profession do your husband have?
Does your husband have?
Mm-hmm. He's a musician. Mm-hmm. His main direction of musical job is he's a pianist.
Piano player.
Yeah, piano player.
Piano player.
Yes. The academical side, academical direction. Mm-hmm. Yes, but he works like director or conductor.
Кондуктор, дирижер.
Режиссер?
Да, not like conductor in a прямой смысл.
In the direct sense.
In a direct sense, yes, but as a ideologist of an orchestra, not like a conductor. Mm-hmm. So and he has a lot of very very bright ideas in contemporary art, in these ideas. Соединяется.
Комбинироваться. His ideas combine.
His ideas combine contemporary art and the spirit of the time with the academical direction of the music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Very very interesting. So you are very creative family. Okay.
I think it's enough.
Very nice. Thank you.
Нормально повторял.
Okay, thank you. Very nice story. Who wants to continue? Продолжить?
Maybe I.
Please. Please go ahead.
My name is Олег Шишкин.
I am a writer and playwright and screenwriter. I was born in 1963 in Moscow. In 1918. Okay. I learned at theater school Boris Shukin. After the school, I make it in the theater
You worked in the theater. Yeah, you acted.
I worked in the theater young spectator in Tbilisi city. Okay. After I worked as a writer, mm-hmm. I make novel and articles mm-hmm. And play and script. Mm-hmm. I have one son, teenager. He likes photographies,
yes.
And cinema. Mm-hmm. I and my son very good friend and we go to the cinema and spend time together.
Okay.
And spend time together.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Any questions for Oleg?
Yes. What kind of profession your son? Mm-hmm. Wants
in the future.
No. Where does he want to work? What profession does he want to have?
Yesterday, I said to you, my son have very nice idea. Idea. Mm-hmm. He likes director, film, and operator.
Mm-hmm. He likes to be
cameraman.
To be a cameraman.
A cameraman. Mm-hmm. Cameraman. But today he not sure.
He is not sure.
Maybe little business.
Are you friends with him, or father and son?
We are friends with my son.
Yes.
I and my son is very big friend. Uh-huh. Very big.
We are
friend.
Very big friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not problem. Maybe problem. Like said, вкусы.
Taste.
Mm-hmm. Taste in the cinema. Mm-hmm. My son likes shooter and action films. But I like film philosophy. Philosophy. Можно так сказать?
Да.
Philosophic.
Philosophy.
You like philosophy.
Philosophy and psychical relax.
Psychological, да? Psychological, психологически. Вот это слово taste, значит вкус, а вместе это значит о вкусах не спорят. Mm-hmm. Буквально вкусы отличаются, это пословица. Tastes differ. Mm-hmm. Tastes differ. Буквально вкусы отличаются, соответствуют русской mm-hmm. пословице о вкусах не спорят.
А это S читается tastes?
Да.
Mm-hmm. Ну, как, когда вкусы. Есть вкусная еда, ты говоришь, very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Does your son like it when you tell him teenager? When you call him teenager?
No. I not speak my son
with
and
my son.
Son and now name teenager. I don't.
You don't use then.
You don't use. You don't use. Mm-hmm. I don't use. This is place normal mm-hmm. teenager.
Yes, but you will see this problem.
Ha ha.
So what?
So what?
So what? Это значит, ну и что? Вот так пишется.
У меня проблема с вопросом, будет ли, захочет ли.
Will he want? Все четко. Захочет ли он? Will he want to go? Will he want to be?
Нравится ли?
Does he like? Можно сказать, I don't know if his son will want to do something. Okay, Володя, would you like to speak about yourself, your plans, your family, everything you want to speak about? Все, о чем есть желание поговорить.
My name is Володя.
Володя.
Володя. Володя.
Мы это слышим.
Vladimir and
Voldemar. It's my favorite name of him.
And my friends
call me.
Ah, and my friends call me that
name.
So I'm like music.
I like music.
Yes.
Okay. Classical music.
Вопрос с подковыркой. Задавали.
When I was young
and stronger,
I liked classic music.
Classical music. Yes.
Classical
music. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now.
Do you like music today?
Today I like.
Я его не терпится узнать.
It's different styles.
Noise.
It's grindcore, industrial noise. Minimalism.
Maybe folk?
No.
What do you folk music?
Ethno folk?
No. Maybe only once.
What?
It's bone style. Throat singing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Throat. Oh, you're a singer. Are you
I'm not ready now.
Do you make your own music?
Wrong?
Make your own. Свою собственную музыку.
Yes, really? I make my
own. Да, мою собственную.
I make my own music mm-hmm. sometimes. But my wife not every time like when I do it, because it's many noisy.
It's very noisy.
She like,
when you do it at home, she doesn't like it.
Yeah, when I do it in home, she doesn't like it. Okay. What yes?
What do you style your music?
It's
art of noise.
Yes, it's a it's look like art of noise.
It sounds, когда мы говорим. Что-то выглядит, looks like, а когда что-то звучит как, it sounds like.
It sounds like out of noise, but out of noise, it's name real group.
Sound – это звук.
With mm-hmm. с этим названием.
With this name.
But my still
my style is heavy.
Можно назвать.
Maybe you can call Шума. Можно назвать. You can call it the art of noise.
My music you can call art of noise, but more strong.
It is stronger. It is stronger or heavier.
I married.
Yes. I married two.
Ah, two все-таки. I married two. Настя.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. Because she too black like me.
Too black.
Because she too wears, she's in black. Быть в чёрном буквально.
I like this color.
Color.
I like this color. She do it.
She does it.
She
а? Она делает, что делает?
Она делает это для меня.
She does it for me.
She doesn't for me.
No,
yes.
You заблуждаешься. I do always for me.
For myself.
А как сказать все, что он делает, делает только для себя?
What I do for myself.
Как сказать дом, поговорим.
We'll talk about it at home.
My home, I relax. I like to relax.
How many child?
Two.
Two?
To my son.
A son? Do you want daughter?
Yes, of course.
When?
daughter?
Right now. Do.
You can choose with whom do you want a daughter? Because now, right now, I don't.
Okay. After maybe
Быть правым, быть неправым. To be right, to be wrong.
О, интересно.
To be right. You are right.
Сказать, как пойдет. Вот как сказать, как пойдет.
Я спросила,
we'll see,
когда?
Мы увидим. We're not in a hurry, мы не спешим, да?
Нет, мы не планируем.
We make no plans, можно сказать, мы не делаем планов. Okay, thank you. Настя, will you continue, продолжите? Tell us something about yourself.
We have two children. Their names are Гордей and Орфей.
Ух ты!
Yes.
How old are they?
The elder is 6 and 6 years. Правильно же 6 и 6 месяцев?
6 and a half.
6 and a half years.
Просто 6 and a half.
Six and a half. Mm-hmm. And the half.
And the younger?
And the younger is 3 and a half.
3 and a half.
Yes, and we live in Moscow. My children likes travel.
Like to travel.
To travel so much, and I want them to know English.
Okay.
To know English, and that why I study English.
And that's why you study English, okay. Когда из братьев и сыновей это the elder и the younger.
And my elder son likes painting.
Painting.
Painting. And yes, and he шьет как? Сьюз?
Угу.
Как это будет?
Сьюз? Сейчас напишу.
Сьюз. А как сказать, моделирует и
create? He designs clothes. Really?
For himself, for me, and for dolls. For the dolls.
Угу. For his brother?
No. He needs a sister. Maybe. I'm thinking about it. I will thinking about it. При всем при этом, как сказать?
With all that.
But with all that, with all that, he is the best pupil in karate school.
Mm-hmm.
Можно так сказать?
Karate school.
Karate school. And we have a very good... Тренер, как сказать?
Coach.
Coach.
Coach. who always как сказать, хвалит его?
Praises. Хвалить это praise.
От какого слова? Praise.
Это слово praise.
Или приз.
Оценивать буквально. Хорошо, позитивно, высоко оценивать.
Прайс связан с этим.
Ну, изначально, да. Корень общий. And are your two sons, are they friends? Do
yes.
they fight?
Yes, they have no choice not to be friends.
They have to they, be friends.
They are friends. Mm-hmm. And I think children in some families are not friends.
Are not friends.
Because they have this chance, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes he fighting.
Yes,
sometimes
but it's they. Normal. But
sometimes
it's,
they fight.
They are fighting sometimes, but
this is natural.
Yeah, yes, but if I ругать, if mm-hmm. I как это будет ругаю?
Scold.
Scold. When I scold the one of them, the other
comes
to me mm-hmm. and
defends the shishe.
And defends his brother and scold me.
Scolds you.
Yes.
Okay.
So they mm-hmm. love each other.
And they defend each other.
The shishe.
The shishe defend. Defend somebody. Защищать кого-то.
Defend.
And I will think that my elder son will be a director mm-hmm. Because he always play with some dolls. He plays different stories. He likes his favorite story is Romeo and Juliet, and he plays with in it Undina. And Русалочка, как это?
Mermaid.
Mermaid.
The mermaid.
Mermaid. Mm-hmm. And he loves.
He loves this story.
А mermaid никак не связан с murder. С murder.
Нет, это связано со словом mer, это по-французски море. А maid это дева, девушка, морская дева. Okay, thank you. Who wants to proceed to Sasha? You want to tell us about yourself?
Yes, I want. My name is Sasha.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, yes.
Yes. And I'm...
So, what is your...
Alcoholic.
You know?
It is no problem.
What do you like to drink?
It's my problem.
Yeah, real.
Yes. My fantasy finish about the place when I can drink. Interesting drink, you know.
Sasha, excuse
me. Yes, I like when
the Sasha, excuse me. Say this is people's about you your story life. Understand me?
Your life story.
Как ты дошла до жизни такой, скажи?
Yes, I очень много, господи.
Very much.
Very much work.
I work very much.
I work mm-hmm. very much.
I work a lot.
I work in the theater, sometimes in cinema, and I have a program on TV. Mm-hmm. And some независимые.
Independent
project mm-hmm. About contemporary art, performance, mm-hmm. and international project mm-hmm. Different artists.
Artists.
I haven't time. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I think how I can relax. Fast, relax. Mm-hmm. I love travel, mm-hmm. but it possible if you have time.
If you have time, you can travel.
And yesterday in the morning for some TV show, I was try Zorb. You know?
You tried?
Zorbing.
Absorbing.
It's some extreme. It's not extreme.
Practice. Какая-то практика.
Extreme sport.
It's an extreme sport.
Extreme sport. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was happy and как я чувствовал себя прям.
I felt.
Свежо.
So you felt fresh.
Fresh.
Да. Можно сказать, освежить это refresh. You felt relaxed, refreshed.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I think maybe it's a good idea spend your time
mm-hmm. when you can sleep
with something extreme. Mm-hmm. In this summer I was, как я научилась?
Learned. I learned.
I was learned wakeboard. Вейкборд.
Это на волнах, что ли?
Когда ты едешь за катером на доске.
So tell us about this sport. What kind of sport is it?
It's extreme sport. Mm-hmm. This is sport, the better for men, not for women. Because it's very dangerous. You can fall. Mm-hmm.
You can fall.
Underwater. Mm-hmm. And some break. You can break something, mm-hmm. your body.
You can have trauma.
Yeah, trauma. You ride on the water. And this is moment very dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you go left and right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the middle, за катером образуются две волны.
There are two waves. Волна – это wave.
Two waves. Mm-hmm. And when you want to go left, making left, mm-hmm. you should, как ты должен переехать две волны.
Mm-hmm. Перепрыгнуть, да?
Перепрыгнуть.
You should jump over.
You should jump over.
Mm-hmm. Not это over, да? Over.
Значит, прыгать это jump, а перепрыгивать jump over.
Yeah. Jump over.
Jump.
Через волну. Jump over a wave.
Over a wave. Mm-hmm. Jump over a wave. Mm-hmm. It is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, очень часто падаю.
Very often.
Very often you fall. You can fall.
You can fall down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And... И, в общем, смысл в том, что ты можешь ехать максимум 15 минут.
So the maximum time is 15 minutes.
Да, как сказать, это идеальный вид спорта, когда у тебя мало времени.
An ideal sport if you have little time.
It's ideal sport when you have the small time.
Little time.
Little time.
Саша, did you do it in Moscow?
Yes, in Moscow. You can do it. It's Moscow River, and in Moscow we have несколько.
Some places.
Some stations.
Stations.
Lake stations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you can do it.
Where you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think now it's a good idea when you haven't time, you can, for relax, you mm-hmm. can try something different, extreme sports.
Some new experience.
Something new experience mm-hmm. without alcohol, drugs, and different shit.
Say, for everybody, what you not is what you said before, it's joke about alcohol. Because
yes, we all
not understand.
Nice.
About alcohol is a joke. Yeah. Yes, I love
здоровый образ жизни. Healthy lifestyle. Okay, thank you. And now we will ask Dasha, what about you? Tell us something about yourself. Today you're wearing a polka dot dress or jacket.
Polka dot, yes, mm-hmm. we are the same today.
Yes, oh,
just like Mikhail.
It's so sweet.
So tell us something about yourself, maybe about your plans or about your present life situation.
I thought about what I can to talk.
What I can tell?
What I can tell, but I can't understand what about me, because...
So what plans do you have
for the future?
I thought about children when the guys told about them children.
Children.
Maybe it is my plans.
Maybe this is your plan.
Maybe.
Okay. This is a very nice, very creative plan.
Yes.
A good plan. I think the best project in life.
It's the best project and the best plan.
Yeah, we support you.
And you have everybody's support.
Because
I think about it, the two.
I think it's our friends. The main role in my life and in life all women's.
All women,
and we will try that our children.
The role of a mother.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we need to try to do the best future for our child, and won't have pressure and torture, and
they will have no pressure,
no problem,
no torture, nothing bad.
Yes, but now I have a dog. It's my son.
What is his name?
Gavrusha.
Yes.
And, so sweet.
How my brother называл меня так, как это сказать?
My brother called me like that.
Пять, десятый раз. My brother called
me this name.
Gavrusha.
This name, Gavrusha.
Wow. So sweet.
Gavrik, Gavrusha.
It's my lovely name.
Okay. Well, maybe Mikhail will tell us about his life, his plans.
Oh, plans. Big plans.
So you have big plans.
Нет, большие, а грандиозные.
Tremendous.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your plan? What is your big plan for the future?
А ближайший план?
So, the
ближайший план.
The nearest. In the nearest future, в ближайшем будущем.
The nearest future and now collection, jewelry. Mm-hmm.
Jewelry collection?
Jewelry collection.
Okay. So, and the distant?
A distant.
In the distant future, в отдаленном будущем?
В отдаленном будущем.
Short-term, краткосрочные планы, short-term plan and long-term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long-term. Sure. Как это сказать-то? The world... Мировая известность, как бы. The world...
Fame.
The world fame.
The world fame.
So, you plan to have the world fame. To be... Быть знаменитым, известным. Оттуда слово famous.
Знаменитым, хорошо.
Will you forget us when you will... be great, famous?
So when you are great and famous,
please don't forget.
Don't friends.
Don't forget us, please, Anya. Don't forget yourself.
Why so big plans? Why you don't want to be the best man in the Moscow, in the Russia? Why is the famous in the world?
Почему на весь мир?
Ну потому что интересно.
Because.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Как требует не.
It takes.
It takes a lot of time. All your time you will to work. And what about your sons?
Do you have sons? Do you have sons?
I have two sons.
But no one wife.
No wife.
You need a daughter.
Нет.
The same.
He needs a wife.
Нет, как сказать, у них разные мамы.
Different
mothers. Different mothers.
They have different mothers.
Your son lives with you?
He has two sons.
Yes.
Two sons.
No.
It depends.
Михаил, do you want to get married someone again?
Михаил загивал.
Нет, как сказать, это входит в планы.
Окей, I plan. Аня, you wanted to ask?
Yeah, I want to ask you, Михаил. I think that the juvelier designer is...
Jeweler
designer is a редкий.
Is a very
Very rare profession.
Rare – это редкий.
Раритетный, да?
Да, отсюда раритет. Is it a rare profession?
Yes.
So, how did you decide to be a jewelry designer? When did you decide it? How? Mm-hmm.
Where did you learn?
Yeah.
Maybe in your childhood you know.
Yes. Okay.
Где, когда решил? When did you decide to work in this profession?
Сейчас как после аварии.
Car accident. After accident.
I stopped in sport.
And what sport did you practice? Каким спортом?
Да, ski jump.
Ski jump.
I was a ski jumper.
Mm-hmm. It was your professional. Это профессиональный интересно, как сказать?
Да.
It was your professional sport.
Да. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
А сборная как будет?
Team. National team.
National team of СССР.
Of USSR.
USSR.
So I was in the national Soviet team.
It's very interesting.
Молодежная сборная.
Some fatal situation.
Fatal situation.
Change the life. And maybe it's you get new possibilities.
New start in life.
New start in life.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Алиса, what about you? What is your present situation and what is your plan for the future?
My name is Алиса. I'm 25 years old. I work in the State Tretiakov Gallery. It's a museum of Russian art. I work in PR.
So you work in the PR department, public relations department of the Tretiakov Gallery.
Yes, I work in public relations department of the Tretiakov Gallery.
So what is your plan for the future? Do you want to continue this work?
I think in this moment I want to continue this work. And later...
later you can change something.
Yes, I think. I don't know.
Okay, you have some questions for Lisa.
What do you like artist style today?
What style? Man?
What style?
What art?
In contemporary art.
Contemporary, style. Modern, and maybe old style.
Classic. Traditional.
Traditional, antique style.
What antique style.
Antique. Древний.
Antiquity.
Antiquity style.
So what art do you like?
Different art schools. I like Renaissance and
Impressionism.
Impressionism and modern art and... I don't know.
Modern art, Soviet art, Russian avant-garde, maybe? No.
A Russian avant-garde, yes. And foreign?
Foreign.
Foreign.
Foreign art.
Foreign art.
Зарубежный.
Modern. Foreign modern art. I like modern architecture. Constructivism. And the foreign
Foreign architecture.
Foreign, sorry. Mm-hmm. Foreign architecture. Maybe I would like to learn architecture, mm-hmm. History of architecture.
History of architecture. Okay. More questions?
I want to ask Alice, do you want to make yourself something art?
No.
Do you want to practice, to do some practical art?
Because you know theory.
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 Mm-hmm.
In our university said that как сказать, искусствоведы – это те люди, которые не стали художниками.
So people who are not artists themselves, которые сами не являются, they learn, they have to study art.
Yes.
Они изучают,
people,
да? People who are not artists themselves.
People who are not artists themselves,
they have to study art.
They have to study art.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be an artist.
Why? Я слишком много знаю об этом.
I know too much about it.
I know too much about it.
Ну, скажи, у меня другое предназначение.
Как сказать, I
have a different destiny. Вот. Достаточно многое мы уже можем сказать о себе.
Есть ощущение, что вот не хватает лексики.
У меня нет такого ощущения, потому что подготовиться ко всему невозможно и нереально. Поэтому надо просто понимать, в какой момент какие недостающие слова нам могут понадобиться, и осваивать их, чтобы включить в какой-то определенный контекст. Потому что просто учить тысячами слова вряд ли имеет какой-то смысл, тем более это редко удерживается надолго в памяти. Поэтому скорее мы должны сосредоточиться на каком-то базовом запасе, который представляет вот тот самый несгораемый запас.
Ну вот часто педагоги наоборот говорят, что надо вот учить, зубрить, превращаться в вот такой вот склад различных слов иностранных, которые, может быть, тебе, конечно, не пригодятся. Вот вы не боитесь, что вас обвинят в ереси?
Я этому буду только рад.
You are my hero.
Ваша репутация настолько безупречна, что пора бы ей испортить.
Ну, нет такой репутации, которую нельзя было бы испортить. Вот. Но что касается подхода к освоению лексики, давно и не только мной было замечено, что само по себе изучение огромного количества слов еще никому не давало способности свободно общаться на иностранном языке. В то же время, как с другой стороны, есть люди, которые, начиная с минимального запаса слов, ощущают вот это чувство свободы и способность общаться, пользуясь небольшим запасом. И если это ощущение вы поймали, то расширить словарь – это уже становится гораздо более реальным и осязаемым.
Спасибо.
Спасибо за внимание.